Auburn and Alabama are set to make history on Saturday in basketball? Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and we're ready to talk some Auburn hoops. Auburn has a hangs on to their number one overall AP ranking, which is setting up for a monster showdown on Saturday as Auburn takes on Alabama, makes a little bit of history, and we'll talk about what that means in just a second. But, hey, you can't overlook Vandy. And then what does it take to win these tough games on the road? We'll dive into that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce Zip. I got my sauce. Got your sauce on the way, dog. It's on the way.
Let's do it, man. I'm ready for that sauce.
It just shipped out today. You got some black top and some red top coming your way from Uncle Keith's RedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 to save 25% off. If you don't want to check it out online, if you're local in Auburn, just about every grocery store in Auburn has it. If you're throughout the state of Alabama, most every Publix has it as well. Auburn family, show them some love. Show them some support. It's an Auburn product. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, no additives, just a great restaurant-style salsa that you can keep in your house. So definitely check them out. Show them some love. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's good, y'all. All right, Zepp, we got a big one on Saturday. And I'm going to share something with you, Zepp. And I may have already spoiled it, but for the very first time, not just in the history of Auburn versus Alabama basketball, definitely a first time for that, the first time in the history of the SEC, the number one AP team is playing the number one or number two ranked AP team, and they're both SEC schools. I would have never thought, Zepp, I would have never thought that the first chance that this would ever happen in history, that it would be Auburn and Alabama. It's just wild.
It's super crazy. I never would have thought in a million years that Auburn and Alabama would be number one and two and number two in the country.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you love it and you hate it because it's like your rival number two. But hey, who cares? Auburn on top. We're going to win. We're going to stay on top.
There we go.
And that's just what I'm going with.
There you go. Of all of the SEC schools, I mean, you've had Kentucky that's won national championships. You've had Florida that's won national championships. You've had Arkansas that's won a national championship. You've had Tennessee be an extremely high, like highly rated team at times. Of all the schools that are quote unquote basketball schools in the SEC, it's Auburn and Alabama that become the first time the number one and number two are going to face off. I just think that's a testament to everything Bruce Pearl's done. And then you got to give him credit what Nate Oates has done at Alabama as well. They're committed to that program and they're winning. They're tough. It's going to be a very, very tough opponent. I said it on another show, Zepp. I'm starting to dislike Alabama basketball maybe more than I dislike Auburn football. I mean, Alabama football. It's kind of crazy that it's shifting a little bit, but this rivalry is becoming as intense on the basketball court as it is on the football field. Talk about what it's like to play in that rivalry and just how intense it is to play in Coleman Coliseum.
Well, it's pretty electrifying. You know, as being, you know, a former player, just being, you know, on the Auburn side, you know, it's pretty interesting because, you know, going into that hangar type stadium, you know, you see all their fans, you know, walking into the stadium, you know, getting ready for warmups. They're always like already booing you. They're already, you know, ready to say like, oh, the Auburn overrated. They're not this good. They're not that. But true be told, no one wants to play in a hangar. You know, they're pretty good this year, but it's like I hate Alabama with a passion. I give props when it's due, but if we can go in there and get a win in the hangar,
I
don't want to hear no talk. Like,
we just keep calling it the hangar. I love it. The airplane hangar.
The airplane hangar. It should be no words to be said. Like, I hope when we win, I hope Janai pulls out the airplane. I hope I might give him a call.
Do that.
I might give him a call and just tell the whole team to do airplane
We've
mode.
been, you know, it's been a while since we pulled out the airplane. I think we need to recharge it and pull out the airplane again. For those that don't remember, that was the first game, I guess, was it Houston? Yeah,
Houston.
it was Houston. Yeah, the whole
We need
fight
to
on
pull
the
out the
airplane.
airplane.
And then they get the win and then do the mimic an airplane celebration dance. That's pretty crazy. So Zep, being a guy from Georgia, going and playing at Charleston before you transferred to Auburn, how long or how quickly did the intensity of that, how quickly did you pick up on the intensity of that rivalry? Like, did it take a while, or like, was it just instant? Like, how long did it take for you? Because, you know, when you're born in Alabama or in the state, you pretty much got to pick a side. So you're one or the other, and it's that way your whole life. When you're from out of state, I feel like is there like a little warm-up period, or you just pretty much you get it pretty quick? Like, they make you understand it pretty quick.
Some guys are different. You know, some guys it take to be a warm-up type guy, but I'm not a warm-up type guy. When I first got here, I'm with the team. I'm Auburn to death. So it's like as soon as I got on an Auburn jersey, it's like forget Alabama. I don't care about no Nate Oates. I don't care about who played there. It's like, forget them. Y'all got y'all side, I got my side. Y'all don't come to our territory, we don't go to y'all territory. It's like, and look, once we win, we're gonna make jokes. We're gonna make fun because every time we win, it's like we gotta make fun of the opposing team we don't like. Like if it's one game you wanna win, you always wanna win that Alabama game, without a doubt.
Was your first year the sweep? Did y'all get a sweep in your first year, or was it?
First year we did a sweep, but they sweeped us the year after. I'm not gonna lie, they had a good team.
That was
The
Brandon
year
Miller
after,
team.
that was Brandon Miller team. But we posted one, the most definitely game in Alabama, in the game of Auburn. It was in both reach, but like I say, that first year was electrifying. You know, just doing the karate, whatever it's called, like
Yeah,
the crate,
the crane
the crane.
pose.
The crane pose, our whole team doing it. You know, it was just one of them things that we didn't
Everything was
mess
going
with
in.
Alabama. Everything's going in. We got the players mad. We got the fans mad. And, you know, I had them so mad. I used to see them coming on my Instagram posts. After we win, we go on Instagram and say, we talk trash and let them know, like, we just got to win in the hangar. Alabama Roll Tide and never be able to mess with us. They might as well
Love
go ahead and come join the winning team. Katie Johnson used
Oh
to give
man,
it to him.
you know they hate it. For whatever KD, if he's not on your team, you hate him. Like, I just feel like opposing fan bases, if he's not your guy, you just don't. You just can't stand that guy, and he could get under their skin better than anybody. And I think you got an opportunity to have a little bit taller version. And Chad Baker-Mazzara, that I'm sure can give just as much right back to him. So it's going to be intense. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a huge, huge battle. But there's a huge, huge hurdle that Auburn has right before they go to Tuscaloosa, and that's tonight, as we go on the road to Vandy in that godforsaken arena. I say it every single time we talk about them, but Auburn struggles at Vanderbilt. I think Auburn is a 9.5 point favorite at this point in time. Cannot be overlooking that one. I don't care how big what the history is on Saturday. I don't care that College Game Day is there on Saturday. And for all intents and purposes, you got dominated at home. You got embarrassed at home by Florida. So you can't go, limping into Vanderbilt looking ahead Saturday, and then lose, drop that one, and then you could be looking at three in a row. Auburn's got a tall task on Saturday. Talk about how important that game is. Vandy's beat some pretty good teams this year.
Oh, Vandy is a sleeper team. Vandy is one of those teams that we have to watch out for. They're very scary. We're playing in the auditorium, so they're going to have their home crowd. Which that won't be nothing because we are going to fill out that
I
auditorium.
think so too.
Be on the lookout for all Auburn fans. You're going to see nothing but orange and blue. We're going to have more fans than Vanderbilt fans. But this is a scary game because those guys been playing good all year. And, shout out to that coach because who knew Vanderbilt would be a tournament team this year, especially with that being the first year coach. But this is a game. We just lost to Florida. A lot of people hating because we number one still. So we got to go out and show people why we're still number one,
Yep.
why this week is going to be a very crucial week because a lot of guys are counting us out.
For sure. They've knocked off Tennessee. They've knocked off Kentucky. They've knocked off Texas. All of those games were at home too. So South Carolina too. That so they're pretty tough at home. Their only loss this year at home was to Mississippi State. So and we know how that goes with Mississippi State. They can be really tough to beat. And then you can blow them out too. They're just kind of Jekyll and Hyde. But regardless, they're an extremely deep team, Zip. It looks like they have like a 9-man rotation. So as Auburn's bench is a little bit shorter this year for the first time in quite a while, you're going to go up a team that's going to be fresh. They don't have anybody that plays over 25 minutes a game. So they're going to be rotating. So there's going to be a lot of different looks that these guys are going to get. I just, talk about that, and when you're a short bench and you got to play a really deep bench, just talk about how tough that is, and how you got to stay focused, and you got to make sure your conditioning is up because it's going to be a I'm sure they're going to want to get you out and run you, try to get you tired.
Having a strong bench and playing 9 to 10 guys when you're playing against a team like Vanderbilt, they try to wear you down.
Yeah.
Auburn is a team who plays tough defense, get out, play at their own pace, have guys coming in and out the game, which not being the best player on the team, you're gonna send 3 to 4 defenders at him. You're gonna want to wear him down. You're gonna want other guys to score. Other than Jannai Broome,
Yeah.
you're gonna want other guys to make plays, which they're gonna make plays, but you're gonna want to wear the team down because people are used to Auburn wearing the other team down. Vanderbilt's one of those teams, they're gonna try to wear us down
Yep.
and slowly try to cook us, like
Yeah.
grind us, because they know they're not talented in us, but they're gonna rely on their 9 and 10 guys to try to slowly grind us in to try to get a win because they know. Talent wise, we can't beat these guys, but we're gonna have to try to outwork them and outsmart them because if you can't outsmart them, you can't outwork them, you're not gonna be able to beat them.
Yeah, for sure. They run a lot of guards. They don't have a lot of size at all. They're big man's like 6'8" or 6'7". So they're not going to be able to match up size wise. I feel like Denver, I'm sorry. I feel like Dylan, Jani and Chaney can all have big games, but I think you got to be careful. Your matchups to me are important. You got to be careful with some of those bigger lineups because if they go, I mean, they can go. Guard heavy, small ball, not small ball, but small ball from a size perspective, like a bunch of, fast, smaller guys. It can make it tough, for these big guys to be able to cover all that space because they shoot really well. So I think Auburn can handle them on the offensive side. I think Auburn can score on them pretty easily. I'm interested to see the matchups on defense. Talk about that for a second. When teams go small like that, how big of a difference is it as far as how you defend them?
Well, it's really no big of a difference whether we might go Dylan might not play as much. Whether Jani he's gonna play more minutes than Dylan. We're gonna put Chaney Johnson at the four because he's just one of those guys. He's gonna post up. Also, he passed better than Dylan. So you probably go with Jani at the five, Chaney at the four. So just be looking for more minutes with those two guys. And I believe BP is gonna go straight to the post. Straight
Yes,
to the
feed it.
post, they're gonna double, and Jani is gonna see the floor on the other side of the court. So Jani is gonna look for these 3-point shooters. And I just think it's gonna be one of those games that they won't be able to stop us in the post.
I
They
just don't.
they're too small, but this is a tricky game because like you said, it's one of those type of games that you got to know your versatility. You got to know how to match up with this team. We're not worried about the guards, which they got one scoring guard, which is a two guard. He's a small guard. He score a lot, but you know, with our ball pressure, the
Edwards.
way we play defense, I think it'd give him something different. And I think, you know, we're just gonna have to stop what they do.
Yeah, I think so. I think we have the length is going to be a big advantage because not only are we long, but we're pretty athletic. I'd be interested if you'll see some Chad play some four. I wonder if there's some scenarios where maybe Chad could slide in and play four, as depending on what type of looks they get. Pound it inside, get run everything through Janai. Just get it inside to him and let him either eat or dish it out, and then just make sure you hit your shots. I know that arena is kind of tough to shoot in at times. At least it has been for us. We've had some really cold shooting nights there over the past several years. So you got to hit your shots. And then another thing this is a good spot to me for is Janai obviously has still been going off double doubles, but he's been missing a lot, I think he's been missing more shots than he typically would like to, you know, missing double digit shots in several games. I think this is a good game where he can really kind of polish off that inside game and kind of get it a little refined a little bit, knock the rust off, so to speak, missing a couple of games. Because again, he's going to have a massive size advantage. So when you're on the road in general, you got two road games. Everybody talks about how road games are tough, how road games it's so hard to win road games. What's the secret? Zep, how do you win road games? What are the big things to winning a road game in the SEC?
The keys are just like staying together as a team. You know, even when things aren't going your way, you got to come together as a team and tell your brothers like, "Hey, man, we down by 10, man, but this ain't nothing. We've been doing this all year. Let's get it together." And also, just playing your game. You know, even though it's another arena, you're the number one team in the country. Everyone want to see you fail at the moment, but just know going there. Put your game face on, going in auditorium, you know, coming in with the swagger we always have each and every game, you know, and just have that confidence. We just lost. We just went down by 25 at home. We have no choice but to come in here and play our butts off. Like BP is gonna say, "I want to see every player with their heads on fire. No matter what, we have to come in here and handle business because we all know this week is crucial."
Big
So
time.
you got to take one game at a time. BP is going to tell him, if you don't take one game at a time, you're rushing the process. And it's all a process. And it's like we're on the road to win the SEC regular season championship. And this is going to be crucial. This is two crucial games to take the number one lead.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right now you just have a share of the lead. You drop this one, you could be looking at, I mean, let's just be honest. You could be looking at dropping three in a row. I mean, it's not like Tuscaloosa is a given, and we'll talk about that game as it gets closer. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. You definitely can't overlook it. And I want to say I don't want. I'm never happy after a loss, but maybe losses don't always have to be a bad thing, especially in basketball. It can be a good time to kind of self-reflect. Good time to get back and watch the film and realize where your weaknesses are. And I think Vanderbilt's a tough test, but I think it's also a good matchup for us. Again, we've talked about it size-wise. Hopefully you can take advantage of that and go ahead and put them out of their misery early and get this thing over with. And then let's get ready for the Big Mama on Saturday, the monster game on Saturday, but definitely can't overlook this one tonight. So guys, really appreciate you listening. Definitely check out Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Don't forget about the 25% off coupon code, the barn25. Zep's got his salsa on the way. Definitely show them some love. Tell them War Eagle. Tell them we sent you. And then Zep, tell them how they can find you, love you, and support you.
On Twitter at RIP_QUAN5, Instagram at RIP_QUAN12.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at _Charlie_5. We're going to be back again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.